You're listening to the HR Happy Hour Show with hosts Steve Bowes and Trish McFarland. Since 2009, the HR Happy Hour Show has been bringing you thought leaders, workplace and technology experts, academics, and more to take on the most important and interesting topics impacting work, human resources, technology, and the workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net. Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show. My name is Steve Bowes. It is great to be with you today, coming to you live from, can I call it my home state if I grew up here for 25 years and then left?
I think that's the definition of home state.
From my home state, former home state of New Jersey. It is awesome to be here. We are recording live at Bellworks, the new home of iSims, at the iSims Influence event. Susan Vitale, Chief Marketing Officer of iSims, is with me. How are you, Susan?
I'm doing great.
I'm bringing you right in because you're staring right at me. Normally, Susan, I do my little preamble. I talk to Trish if she's on the show. Trish McFarland, Sally, not with us today. She's also on the road at another event. We won't say the company names whose event she's at, but she's at another event today. Usually, we talk a little bit, then we welcome the guest. But now my guest is staring right at me. I felt a little awkward.
I'm sorry.
Talking around and about you. No, don't be sorry.
I can look a little to the left.
That's a me thing. That's a me problem, Susan. So hang out for a second, Susan. I just have one more quick thing to say. I could talk about New Jersey a little bit longer, too. It was fun driving down the turnpike yesterday, seeing like my old exit. Exit 11 on the turnpike, by the way. 130 on the parkway. That's where I'm from. But do have to thank our show sponsor, Virgin Pulse, of course, www.virginpulse.com, sponsoring the Happy Hour Show since 1972, oddly enough. So great thanks to them. Thanks for all the support over the years. But coming back to where we are in New Jersey at Bellworks. Susan.
Yes.
iSims event today was fantastic.
Thank you.
First of all, before we jump into kind of the iSims story, what's happening in hiring, recruiting, some big news out of the BLS today. That it's probably good news to purveyors of talent acquisition software, I'd imagine. We'll talk about that in a second. Maybe give us like a few seconds about this really iconic, legendary location, Bellworks, and then tell us a little bit. Give me the 90 seconds kind of iSims update, and then we'll get into this.
You got it. So we're at Bellworks, the iSims headquarters. iSims moved in November 2017, so we are just almost at our one-year mark. It's an iconic building. Those who have been in the industry for a while or are interested in technology might recognize the name Bell Labs. That is the reinvented Bell Labs. Bell Labs had a huge foothold in the state of New Jersey, but in telecom and technology, some unbelievable inventions here. Nobel Prize is won here, and you walk around and you just feel the history. You feel the brain power, quite frankly, walking around these halls. And unfortunately, the building was vacant for about 10 years. When there were some breakups in telecom and government intervention, if you will.
I remember it well. My start of my corporate career was with AT&T back in the day. So familiar with some of that.
The stomping grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting story, not just for telecom and technology and sort of a 2.0 version of Bell Labs with this new Bellworks building, but it's a bit more personal for our business as well because Colin Day, our founder and CEO, had actually started off as a recruiter. And he was placing tech talent into Bell Labs, hiring DBAs and developers and so on. And then you fast forward about two decades, and the company that Colin founded becomes the anchor tenant in this revitalized space, which is just a really cool building, not just for technology companies, but it's what we call a metroburb. So some cool retail spots, libraries across the hall. It's just a really, really interesting place to be, and we feel honored to be a part of it.
Yeah, it's different. It's cool. It's got a good vibe to it. Legendary architect designed this building,
I learned
this morning. I should have known that before, but I learned that today. Eero Saarinen, I think I said that right?
Sure.
Designed the St. Louis Arch.
That's the same person? Yes.
I want to say same guy. I believe he was a guy, so we'll say same guy.
So as well.
Among other things, but really cool to be here. So iSims, Susan.
Yes.
It's a tremendous story. It's an interesting story and an evolving one. So maybe let's just level set for folks who maybe are familiar with iSims, maybe are not users of iSims, or maybe have used iSims, but maybe are not as up to speed about it. There's a lot of new things happening. Give us a little bit about just what's happening with the company right now.
Yeah, so at its heart, iSIMS is a talent acquisition platform. What does that mean? Provide recruiting software, anything from candidate relationship management and applicant tracking, onboarding products, but also this huge ecosystem of partner products that plug in through what we call Unify or Platform as a Service framework. And so we really are looking to be the central system of record for all things recruiting. We're the hub for talent acquisition. So all of these different point applications and solutions that people need to really run a very complex world of recruiting need to come together for one view, one user experience, one set of data and analytics, et cetera. And iSIMS really strives to be that provider.
Right.
We have about 4,000 customers today. About a quarter of them are enterprise customers, so some really large brands that most people would be very familiar with, some of which have been iSIMS customers for many, many years, some of which are newer for us, so brands like Uber and Amazon and Microsoft and Tiffany and Company.
That's a nice
Rite Aid,
one.
Yeah.
That's a jewel in the portfolio.
Look at you.
You like that? I just made that up right on the spot.
So some really, honestly, phenomenal brands that we're really proud of to be a part of the family. And we support them for really end-to-end hiring, which we're quite proud of. We're number one in the industry in terms of recruiting software, which is a spot we're very, very proud to have.
Well, you should be proud. It is a tremendous story. And as I alluded to at the top, it's a great time to be in this space, certainly providing technologies, services, best practices, et cetera, to help companies with what has continued to grow in a tremendous challenge for most companies. So we're sitting here, we're recording this today. Today is October 16th as we record this. Today, my favorite, I wish Josh was here, Josh Wright, chief economist, because he's a labor market geek like myself.
Indeed.
But today, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released the JOLTS report, which is like my favorite day of the month. The JOLTS report, job openings and labor turnover survey or summary? Survey. I'm going to say survey. Cut to the chase. 7.136 million open jobs in the United States as of the last business day of the last reporting period. It's an all-time record since the BLS started reporting the series. And as we heard today from, I don't know if it was Al or one of the other execs shared, there's only about 6.5 million officially unemployed persons in the United States potentially to fill those roles. Long story short, and some crazy number of these 7.1 million jobs are probably sitting on iSIMS sites right now as we speak, which
Absolutely.
Is kind of a cool thing. So you guys are sitting at the forefront of working with lots of big companies, lots of great companies, lots of small companies as well, but thousands of companies of trying to help them with this tremendous challenge. So maybe, Susan, just give us a little bit of what are you hearing out from the front lines of recruiting? What are some of the customers, particularly the ones that are having some success, even in this really tight market, some of the things that they're evolving into or doing a little bit more of to help them meet these challenges?
Well, I think some of the organizations who are doing well recognize, first of all, how business critical it is for them to get this right. A lot of the customers we heard from today, including Hertz and Advantage Solutions, have said, if we get this wrong, or the longer we have open seats or roles that need to be filled, we have an impact on our revenue.
Sure.
And while that sounds really obvious, a lot of organizations don't make that leap or connect those dots as effectively as they could. So they recognize how important of a challenge it is, and therefore they're able to prioritize the business's time, the technology investments, the resources, et cetera. Now, that doesn't mean the people who are doing it well have unlimited budgets and any technology they want and a huge
Right.
SWAT team of recruiters and sourcers who can work for them. But I think they experiment early and often to see what works. They recognize that if they don't secure some of these candidates quickly, somebody else will, and that there are a lot of jobs that are a bit commoditized, that why is it that much better to work here versus there? And a lot of that does come back to the candidate experience at the risk of sounding cliche. I don't necessarily just mean shiny, happy people in an employer branding video. It really does come down to things like communication. How quickly are you getting back to those candidates? How are you engaging those candidates?
Yeah.
Are you still relying on outdated email technologies when they're not using email? These types of things are really obvious in some respects, but in others, the losers, if you will, are not necessarily picking up on it as quickly as they can, and they're losing talent as a result.
Yeah, there's a couple of things, Susan, in your comments there I'd love to like dive into a little bit because I'm intrigued by a couple of them. One of the things I just thought about, too, when you mentioned Hertz, right, it was a great case study we heard today about how they're standardizing and remaining compliant and also sort of enforcing a process discipline around the world. It's a really good story, and maybe not the sexiest story ever, but a really interesting one. And what makes me think about like the Hertz story and some other stories I think that we you could talk about certainly from your pool of thousands of customers is that recruiting effectiveness like a direct line to business outcomes and business results. And I'm not talking about just outcomes like we filled that job. I'm talking about revenue.
Absolutely.
Customer satisfaction, right? And it's so much like these frontline kinds of companies, the companies we don't always think about, those hourly workers, frontline workers, stores, retail chains, fast food places, whatever, you name it. The connection between recruiting and business outcomes is so apparent and so prevalent there. It's and speed is such a key factor.
Absolutely. We've talked about it internally. OMA says, are people your product? If people are your product in some way, shape, or form because you're in a services industry or retail industry, et cetera, then this better be a business critical function for you because it truly does drive revenue for your business. If you're not able to rent cars effectively, people will go to a competitor, yeah. And that has an impact on revenue. Laurel from Advantage Solutions talked quite a bit about how their teams, their associates, and I think it's about 90,000 worldwide and about 200 offices, are demoing products, et cetera, within these stores, within these drug stores or warehouse stores, et cetera. And without them, they're not able to sign new business. They're not able to retain business. These are multi-million dollar contracts. There's a true delineation there that I think often is lost within the organizations.
Yeah, and you mentioned the experience at Advantage Solutions, which is a company I had not heard of before today, but a massive company. I think she said around 90,000 employees.
Correct.
Doing a lot of high-touch, frontline kind of work. They do a lot of display building and demonstrations, et cetera, in retail locations around the country. Direct line to revenue, of course, as well. But a big part of her story, we'll dive into this part because I was really intrigued by this today. A big part of her story was around communication. Susan, you mentioned a second ago, like, in some circumstances, we're still trying to email candidates when they're not looking at email or responding to email. Advantage Solutions took a kind of a different approach or is taking a different approach to the candidate communication piece of this with an eye towards speed. I'd love for you to talk a little bit about what they're doing and maybe with a half step up to talk about the integration of iSIMS and TextRecruit, which is a new company you guys brought into the fold earlier this year.
Yeah, so Advantage Solutions, again, is a brand that a lot of people might not be aware of. The way Laurel, their VP of Talent Acquisition, talks about it just makes me laugh. It's, we're the people who demo cheese. So essentially, their folks are staffing stores or staffing events for, again, some of these big retailers or big box stores or what have you.
When I go into the supermarket and someone's doing a big demo there, it's quite likely they're Advantage Solutions employees doing that demo.
Absolutely.
Interesting.
And as you can imagine, it's tough for them. They're not necessarily bringing in tens and of thousands of applicants for some of these roles. They might be in rural areas. And so speed is really key. And I've always been impressed with what Advantage does because they hold their teams to very high standards, very high SLAs in terms of getting back to candidates, whether by email or by phone, which at high volume, you would not expect them to be able to be so high touch. That said, that's cumbersome to keep up, and I think the candidate behaviors have changed. So if they're getting candidates who are browsing their jobs at 10 p.m.,
right.
Laurel's team can't necessarily get back to them at 10:15 p.m. It just doesn't necessarily make
right.
sense.
Right.
In other scenarios where they might have different pools of candidates, those folks are not on email. And so if they lose those candidates, they don't have 5,000 more they can quickly go to staff and demo cheese the next day. So Laurel has implemented TextRecruit products. TextRecruit is a company that we acquired back in January of 2018, and they were a partner of ours for many years, and have just built really cool technologies related to job chat, essentially chatbots on career sites and new hire onboarding portals, as well as text functionality. That text functionality can work in mass or one-to-one. So a candidate can essentially send in a question or something like that and get text responses. So if that candidate has questions at 10 p.m. when they're interested in a job, there are chatbots on the Advantage Solutions career sites that are essentially helping to create a candidate profile. Laurel used a good example of saying our recruiters were spending way too much time screening candidates to find out if they wanted to work weekends. If that candidate doesn't want to work a weekend, let's find out right away.
Right.
Rather than go through three emails to set up a phone screen to find that out and then say, not a good fit. they're able to do this through some text recruit functionality and essentially create a profile for those candidates almost real time and set up an interview using text recruit functionality for the next morning.
Yeah.
That's a very, very, very different experience from what a lot of their competitors are offering. And so they're able to secure candidates more readily. I think their results were something like 5x response rates versus email, which that's real dollars and cents.
Yeah, when you look at just how we how communication is evolving, not just in terms of recruiting or a candidate engagement, but just in terms of our personal lives, right? We are all much more likely to read and respond to a text message from almost anybody, quite honestly, than we are one of the many hundreds of emails we may have got today. Or maybe we don't get email at all or we don't check it, right? If we're right. in that candidate pool. And I thought the other interesting kind of element of the story and some of the demonstration I saw today of the text recruit capability was just that you can configure those kinds of screening questions. Hey, are you able and willing to work weekends? Are you able and willing to lift 50 pounds if that required as well? And instead of, like, those were knockout questions that every applicant tracking system has that capability forever. But you had to drive someone to the applicant tracking system and start a cumbersome process of applying, creating a profile. And then maybe you got to those knockout questions later on. And no one was getting to them maybe, like, eventually. Or many far fewer people were getting to them because they were kind of self-screening out of the bad experience that traditional old-style kind of processes were putting them to.
Right, and some of those questions were after a very long, lengthy application experience, job searching experience, and by then someone's exhausted. To have these questions at the upfront really just says, hey, we're just trying to find the right job for you. If weekends are not your thing, let's quickly identify that. It helps that candidate experience as well, even if it's not for that particular job. I think that's one of the reasons that Laurel's team has been very effective in actually using their own iSIMS database to source candidates. Something like 35% of their hires come from candidates who have applied to a different requisition. So they essentially just go back to the well and find somebody for a different opportunity. Frankly, I think that's a recruiting challenge many organizations face, that they still go and start from scratch every friggin' time.
Yeah.
Where they're probably sitting on these great candidates that really just said, no, I don't want to work weekends. And now I have a job that's available just for the week. Let's reach out to that candidate.
Exactly. And just kind of the interactivity that the, like, you couldn't almost really tell. It felt very natural, right? It was to the point. And again, the response rates are tremendous. And I mean, I think, look, it's not a commercial here for TextRecruit, but I'm telling you, it's one of the coolest things I've seen in quite a while, the demo I saw today and the experience that Advantage Solutions is having here and many other customers are having as well. Like, I mean, to me, in 2018, if you're not doing this, or at least thinking about doing this with candidates, like, what are you thinking about?
Totally,
like,
agree.
You know, and this applies to it. The funny thing is, it applies to those jobs that are, like, the hardest ones to fill, whether it's those frontline retail workers, truck drivers, nurses. We heard some examples today around nursing, which we'll get to in a second. But
right, we have to really remember powerful. That a lot of, in today's market, people are working. And so they can't necessarily apply for jobs when it's convenient for your recruiters. And so we need to start tailoring our technology and our processes to support the 3 a.m. application because somebody's working in retail and just got off a late night shift stocking inventory or something like that. And I think the businesses who can quickly put those pieces together and have technology, process, and people to support that are going to be the winners.
Yeah. And another challenge that we hear often, and we heard it today from one of your customers, is recruiting into really competitive fields for highly specialized roles.
Yes.
And St. Jude was here today, St. Jude's Children's Hospital, which most listeners will know, right? They're a very famous research hospital and children's hospital, the Danny Thomas Hospital, right? That's in heartbreakingly difficult sometimes to watch commercials, but a tremendous mission and purpose of this company. But still difficult, right? A difficult recruiting environment. Their story was a little bit different, right? It was really more about nurturing, content, communication, and such. I'd love for you maybe to share a couple of thoughts around St. Jude, who's hiring in a super competitive healthcare field.
Yes.
And hiring highly specialized people. They have a great brand and a great story, but it's still a little bit tough at times for them.
Yeah, I think St. Jude has a really, really interesting story, and I see their challenges as twofold. One is, unlike a lot of other healthcare organizations, St. Jude receives a ton of interest from a lot of candidates in areas like nursing, whereas most healthcare organizations are struggling to get even just a few applicants for nurses. Their challenge isn't necessarily getting nurses to apply for a job there. I think most people who are in that healthcare profession understand the mission of St. Jude, want to be a part of it. Yeah,
the mission part's probably easy to sell, right?
Absolutely.
Like, because most companies, I'll say when I sit down and do these shows sometimes with companies, I'll say, well, it's got to be tough if you're like an industrial pipe fitting company to sell the mission, right? It's not like you're curing cancer. These guys are curing cancer.
They're literally curing cancer. And so they have a fantastic opportunity to bring people in. The challenge that John Leach, the director of talent acquisition, mentioned in that respect is that while a lot of people express interest, a lot of them are actually not really cut out for the work. Because as you can imagine, it is heartbreaking, difficult work. And so they actually need to screen quite a lot of those applicants out very effectively to say, I don't know if you're going to be able to do this for the long haul, which is something that I think a lot of us, as much as we talk about quality of hire and measuring that in terms of retention, it's so different from what that means at St. Jude. So that's one of their challenges. The other is in attracting, as you mentioned, Steve, very highly skilled professionals to join the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital family. This is an interesting story, I think, because typically when we talk about candidate relationship management and recruitment marketing in our industry, I get the sense that people think, how big can we make this funnel?
Yeah.
How do we just get as many eyeballs in here as possible?
I know. I feel like most of those conversations are exactly that, and then let's just
spray and
throw content at them and throw messaging at them and hope some of it sticks.
Right. Yeah. And that might work for some organizations. That might be the strategy they need to deploy. In the St. Jude instance, there are a handful of people who could do the work that St. Jude needs to bring in the door. Really specialized researchers from all around the world. Bringing in a huge funnel is unrealistic for what they need to do. And so when we talk about candidate relationship management, or even when you talk about client relationship management on the sales and marketing side, the whole concept was around nurturing candidates. And people really bastardize that role or that word, I think, in our industry. When they talk about nurturing, they're not really nurturing them. They're just sending a few emails and hoping something works.
Right.
John and his team at St. Jude are really playing a long game here. They are saying we need to get truly engaging content to get that to get those people really excited about what our organization is doing. It could be a 5-year play.
Wow. Where
we're literally just trying to tell them about some of the mission, some of the work we have, and send them very specialized content that is truly only relevant probably for a handful of people in the world.
Yeah, so I'm guessing the talent pools for some of these roles got to be, they can probably identify decently, but they also know there's maybe 12 people
Absolutely.
In the entire country who may be qualified to do this thing we
Absolutely.
Need done. Interesting.
So it's a very different look at recruitment marketing and candidate relationship management, and I think it's refreshing to look at it as a long game and not just look at how many opens or clicks did we get on this email communication. John was talking about some of the work that they're going to be doing with the World Health Organization, and they were live streaming that announcement to some of their folks within their database around
really?
The world.
So candidates, you're talking about potential candidates.
Potential
even.
Candidates.
Wow, that's
these
fascinating.
These people hadn't applied for jobs, and they just wanted to get them excited about what the mission and the next phase of St. Jude would look like. And I just thought, this is such a compelling way to leverage technology.
Yeah.
And it's not just sending out thousands of emails.
That's a new one. I hadn't really heard about that before. I mean, I heard about content marketing to potential candidates, but that live streaming bit is new. I hadn't heard before. And it was another story we heard today, which I believe is from Advantage Solutions, which we talked about them leveraging the text recruit platform mm-hmm. and capability to engage with candidates in real time and increase the speed and velocity of their hiring process, which is so important. But she also mentioned that they're using that platform to hit up new hires
yes.
in their first week or so after they're on board, when they're still pretty excited and happy about being with the company and kind of jazzed up, and hitting them up to say, hey, if you're having a great experience, come out and give us a review on Glassdoor. Because one of her goals was to try to help the company's reputation on Glassdoor.
Yeah, I thought that was really interesting. We've actually done something similarly internally to say, in that onboarding phase is when people are most excited. They want to send employee referrals in. They want to share on Glassdoor. Laurel's organization is a little different because it's so decentralized. You can't just get a lot of new hires in the room and say, hey, now go to Glassdoor or
right.
something like that. So they're actually leveraging text to say, after X amount of days that somebody's been on staff, send them a text and remind them to go on Glassdoor. She's just a smart
That is,
cookie.
I've never heard anybody do that before. And I'm not saying no one has, just because I've never heard of it, but I'm gonna believe that. I'm gonna believe that's the only time I've ever heard of it. And I'm gonna tell you what, other people are going to steal that idea
1,000%.
Once they hear it. And they should steal it. It's a great idea. What's really interesting, before we sort of pivot and talk a little bit about some of the future things that are happening at iSIMS, but I found it really interesting, compelling. I go to a lot of these kinds of events, see a lot of presentations, a lot of customer testimonials, et cetera, et cetera. What I found really interesting is that the three customers that were showcased today, we've mentioned them all, right? Hertz, big global company, around 37,000 employees, really focusing hard on global processes, compliance, alignment with talent strategy to business strategy. It was a very old school, hardcore kind of case study, which was great, right, and compelling. St. Jude, really heavy on CRM, nurturing, the long game, as you say, a very unique story. And then finally, Advantage Solutions, right, using really cutting-edge approaches and technologies to do hiring at scale, of frontline employees, direct tie to revenue. Why I say all that, I kind of give that sum up again. It was fascinating to me and kind of instructive that the use cases and the case studies were almost completely different, yet they're all using the same set of tools, which I thought was really interesting. It's not really a question. It's more of a statement, Susan. You can take that any way you like.
I think it's a great observation, and it's an important one. We've talked a little bit about this before, and maybe we just have a chip on our shoulder being East Coast-based.
Scrappy, that's right,
exactly.
New Jersey.
But not everybody has the same hiring challenges as Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
And so taking that peanut butter approach saying, and here's how we're going to make your life easier, it's just unrealistic. And so we thought it was important to showcase these different perspectives. The challenges that Hertz faces are very different from the challenges of Advantage Solutions, are very different from the challenges of St. Jude, are going to be very different from the 3,997 other customers that we support. And so they need some flexibility, and they also just need somebody who knows recruiting really well to say, here, let me tell you how we've done this in other cases, or let me introduce you to this huge community of customers who might be able to give you some
tips. Yeah, and I don't want to beat this to death, but I'll make one more observation. We'll let it go. Like there are a lot of payroll companies out there, right? Quite a lot, right?
Couple.
Payroll's kind of payroll, right? Payroll runs more or less the same way at Advantage and St. Jude and at Hertz. They might have some different rules. Maybe they have a union. Maybe they have some, you know, bonus time rules or all, but they're all the same kind of, right? And so, you know, what? Hope my friends in the payroll industry aren't listening. Let's pretend they're not. But to some level, it kind of doesn't matter all that much which payroll company you pick, right? But as we've learned today, and you've learned from thousands of other customers, right, the recruiting challenges that companies face, they're almost always different. They're almost always unique. They're almost always unique to them, their circumstance, their location, the kinds of jobs they're filling, their position in the market, their ability to offer competitive pay versus less competitive pay for various reasons. They're all unique. And that to me says, hey, it's kind of really important, the tools and the partners you decide to go with to help you solve those problems, right? It's not a commodity.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think recruiting is not like the rest of HR, payroll or otherwise, that it's a lot more dynamic, and it doesn't look or smell or act the same as the rest of HR. And that's why we feel like recruiting deserves some focus. It's why we only do recruiting, frankly. Yeah. We've been asked for years, when are you going to get into talent management or post-hire or payroll? Like, nobody solved recruiting just yet because it's still changing so rapidly. And the rate of change, I think, has accelerated over the time. I mean, I've been with iSIMS for 13 years. The amount of change that we're seeing now is a lot more quick and intense than it was years ago.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
And so I think it really does require that focus.
Yeah, and I guess before we wrap up and I hit you with my last question, I guess I should apologize, right? I'm sorry, all my friends in payroll. It does matter. You're all the best. And I'm talking to you. So if you're thinking I'm talking about you, I am talking about you right now. You're awesome. Susan Vitale from iSIMS. So we've been, what a great day. Really interesting day. Great venue, great facility. I've been treated great today, quite frankly. Better than I deserve. There's more to talk about, though. There's some interesting new things coming, stuff kind of in process, stuff that's coming. I'd love for you to take a couple minutes and say, like, hey, there's a couple of things we're really excited about that you can look for in the coming, say, months, year, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, there are a couple things I think worth noting. One is what we're calling a modular product called Connect. Connect is our candidate relationship management tool. We've had it out on the market for a couple of years, but it always required the use of our ATS, Recruit.
Okay.
What we've recognized is that people want Connect, and they can't necessarily switch their ATS because it's bundled in with their HCM or because of politics at play or whatever else it might be. So we're excited to bring that to market for those companies who might have another ATS. It would just plug into any other recruiting system. So that's essentially available now. So we are very excited about that. We're also looking to move up the food chain, or up the funnel, excuse me, as it relates to interacting with candidates. So we have some new products coming out in 2019 that are essentially really looking at the candidate career site, dynamic content for candidate engagement, looking into serving up a better candidate experience that doesn't require a huge customization engagement with a professional services company and is really technology first. Services second.
A lot of template driven, right? Exactly. Almost like plug and play. You can kind of push content and kind of engaging information to candidates into this template, and it'll just work, right?
Yeah, that's the goal. I mean, we still see a lot of need for recruitment advertising partners and service providers to help formulate what should that content be? What is your employer value proposition, et cetera? But this is really a way to make that a lot lighter of a lift from, I think, a lot of the offerings that have been on the market for years. And then we'll be releasing a couple of other things later in the year, particularly around the integrations. We tried to show a bit of a before and after to the audience today. I don't think people realize how painful integration is. They just assume when we say integration, it moves data from point A to point B.
Yeah.
These things take like 8 weeks, and they're really expensive. And through the work that we're doing with partners that were here today, ADP and First Advantage as an example, these are literally being pulled down to minutes, and they're just buy now and activate.
Yeah, I was kind of
not
blown
that
away.
Sexy, but
I
it's know. Important.
It is really important, right? With most companies are running. Companies of any size are running 10, 15, maybe 20 types of systems, right, to support HR processes, recruiting processes, payroll processes, et cetera. The ability to stitch these kinds of solutions together quickly, inexpensively, accurately, supported by, validated, right, supported by the providers, that's a huge deal. And we don't talk about that a lot on the show, right, but very, very important deal, because the success often of these types of projects often relies on things that are not so sexy, not so exciting, but are critically important, right? And you guys are, along with your partner ecosystem, made tremendous strides in that area, and I think it's going to continue. It was a geek like me. I was the demo we saw today, kind of tying together like an ADP payroll system with the iSIMS talent acquisition platform, and how simple it was. 5 years ago, that would not have happened. No one would have done that.
Yeah, I think we're trying to do things a little bit differently in our industry. We're trying to treat these partners truly as partners and deliver a good experience for them as well as for the customer, and have that experience live within our recruiting platform, so people don't have to jump into 20 different point solutions, log in each time, try and make sense of the data.
Nightmare.
Export it out. It sucks. and so again, maybe not the sexiest, but it is important for recruiting operations.
Really great stuff. First of all, Susan Vitale, CMO, iSIMS, thank you for taking a half an hour or so with me.
My pleasure.
Of a very busy day. You are our host today. Did a great job kind of squirreling around people and making sure they were in the right place. And,
the Jersey attitude.
Listening attentively, right, which is important. But it's been a really great day. The iSIMS story I love for a lot of reasons. I love the New Jersey element of it. I love the Bell Labs, Bell Works experience too, right, from my history as well. Colin and the team have just been tremendously innovative and kind of welcoming to me in the show. It's my third or fourth time here, I think, doing the show with you guys, so I really appreciate that as well. So iSIMS.com, ICIMS.com, ICIMS.com.
That's right.
Right, for everything you need to know. We didn't even touch on, I'll have to do another show with Josh, the economist, and we can geek out on the labor market data, because we didn't even talk about that, Susan, like the millions of job postings and hires and transitions and all that great data you guys have. And you know, we're going to talk about that another time as well, because I'm geeked out on that tremendously.
We'd love to talk about it, and Josh is the perfect person to talk about it.
Yeah, he's the man. So, all right, thanks, Susan, again. I want to thank everyone at iSIMS. It's been a great day today. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having the HR Happy Hour show here. I want to say hi to Trish. She's not here. She's on the road at one of those unnamed payroll provider conferences. I hope she's doing well. I want to thank Virgin Pulse once again, www.virginpulse.com. I'm slurring my www, Susan. You can tell it's the end of a long day.
It is, indeed.
And I'm talking too fast to let you guys go. But thanks to Virgin Pulse for all the support and help. So that's it from the HR Happy Hour show. My name is Steve Bowes. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next time. And bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the HR Happy Hour show, your source for information and conversation on work, the workplace, technology, and more. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.hrhappyhour.net.